Cool.
Hi there, Chandler. Good morning to you. My name is Paul. I'm the area manager. You were just speaking with Tara. Hi. How's your day going so far?
I'm doing good, but just getting up. How's your day going?
Yeah, you know, just getting started, really. But, you know, I do have your file here in front of me, and obviously you use Google yourself. You're probably very familiar with that local map, right? That pack result that pops up right near the top of the page.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are all consumers for something, and when we don't know who to call, we use it ourselves. And for you, especially being basically brand new officially in business, out on your own and trying to grow your company, this is powerful and important. People will not need to know the name of your business, but they'll certainly find you when they're on their smartphone or their computer or really any device that accesses the internet when they're looking for keywords related to your services. I mean, they do have to be in your service area. Tara says maybe you go, you know, roughly 10, 15 miles, something like that, kind of close to town, you know, Humboldt, Eureka, but where people are needing your services. And you offer a lot of different services. I mean, it looks like you do, of course, you know, landscape and lawn maintenance, but you also do pressure washing, gutter cleaning as well.
Yeah, that's correct. And
that's
perfect. Mostly, honestly, we focus on like yard maintenance and like edges and
sure
kind of stuff.
But, perfect.
Or installation kind of thing. But I will do power washing.
It's all residential, right? You're not looking for commercial clients at this point.
Well, actually, you know what? If you understood this too, this part, this would be really helpful. So, because I just opened the business, I just got licensed.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
There's certain elements of it that I'm still like trying to figure out. Essentially, what I mean by that is the marketing side. Because what I'm saying is, so when I established the business, I looked into like the law, and so here's one of the factors is, so you're allowed to do you can do yard maintenance and like kind of and landscaping work without a C-27 contractor's license as long as it's under $500 per project.
Right, gotcha. So
have a C-27 contractor's license, so general liability insurance.
Okay.
So I'm insured and I'm allowed to do landscaping work, like yard maintenance and hedging and garden design and stuff. It's just that specifically I have to take jobs that are under $500, which isn't really a problem because, to be honest, in the last like 6 years, I may have gotten 2 jobs. And that's just before I ever knew that, you know what I mean? I don't think I've even gotten 2 jobs barely that were over
$500.
Project.
Yeah. Well, that does help us because really we target specific places, you know, specific neighborhoods even where you want to be found. And it sounds like mostly residential, but like light commercial, smaller commercial jobs that you know that you can handle anything less than 500. And that's kind of what I was thinking. And it is, it's just you, right? You don't have a helper.
Yeah, it's just me. I mean, actually,
perfect.
This year, one of my goals is to, basically, my goal this year is to fill up my calendar. My goal this year, so it's coming into December right now, obviously.
Right.
And, I'll just tell you what my plan was is, so my plan was to do a marketing push in December.
Okay.
Schedule out my January calendar.
Mm-hmm.
So it's book completely out and then continue to schedule out past that. My goal is to just really
grow the business.
Yeah. And so I'm really hoping that by this year, that was my plan basically, is I was going to schedule out to the point where I'm like, okay, I have the work, I have the job.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was going to think about taking on like another person.
Okay. Yeah.
Just go from there. But
as of right now,
yeah, that's perfect. I mean, this is designed for smaller businesses, and it's not designed to inundate you with more work than you can handle, but you will get a steady stream of phone calls. So like you said, you can schedule out your calendar and even pick and choose the jobs that are going to be most profitable for you. Most of it, I think, is going to be recurring maintenance work. So it's definitely going to help you to build out your calendar. And when the timing is right, take on a helper. There's not a website yet, though, right, for Gaia Garden Design?
There's no website.
That's okay.
I did get the business on Google, I think, and I think I'm on Yelp. And just recently I got onto Angie's List.
The Angie's, okay.
But I'm not, I don't have a website.
That's okay. That's okay. We don't expect our younger companies to already have a website. Although, to be honest with you, our job is not just to list you on the first page where people can see you. It is, of course, to make sure that they have the reasons to call you. We do build websites in-house for our clients that don't have a website. And a lot of the times for our younger companies, they will, in fact, allow me to include a website at no additional cost. It is a month-to-month service. Oh, yeah, because it makes sense for us. I mean, obviously, our job is to make sure that your phone is ringing, and it is month-to-month, so we definitely want to keep your phone ringing, keep the jobs coming in, kind of earn your business 1 month at a time. So it does make sense for us to include a website for our clients that don't have websites. You know, a lot of the times, you know, I am able to include that website for, you know, especially for younger, smaller businesses. And the other thing of it is, I mean, you know, you can call it a Black Friday special or Thanksgiving special or holiday special or whatever you want to call it. But the truth of the matter is we will be out of the office like most people are on Thursday and Friday. In fact, we will most likely take a half day today. So I've got only a couple of hours here to try and fill the listings that I already have. I know that I'm still going to have, you know, more work next week than I normally would because of the listings that will become available Thursday, Friday that I would normally start working on. So I'm actually really inclined to do everything I can as a pricing director to make this affordable enough for you to give it the opportunity to work, but also to make sure that it does work, that your phone is ringing. So I did a minute or so ago send a request to my supervisor to ask if we can include the website at no cost. And what that would mean, of course, and that means we would build it, host it, maintain it, and even update your website for you at no additional cost. And then, Chandler, if you are the kind of business owner who would want to make changes to their website on their own, you'll also have access to a website editor tool. It's part of your kind of comprehensive client dashboard. It's a tracking system, of course. You can see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work's coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases, and how many times you're popping up on each individual search. You'll know which clients found you from the local listing or from directly from your website. I mean, most of the time you are going to get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature, and it will be your phone number that we're promoting. I do see your verified listing on Google, which is great. I mean, if people already know the name of your business, if they get recommended to you by someone else, if they're looking for you directly and specifically typing in your business name, then your Google listing comes up. You do have 1 5-star review, which is fantastic. So this is going to help for people who don't know the name of your business to find that listing, and there will be a website attached to it, okay? Now, of course, okay. you can make changes to the website on your own if you like. Whether you're making changes, adding an additional photo, running a discount special, senior military holiday special, 10% off a specific service, whatever you would want to do, there's no additional cost for you to make changes to your website. A lot of our clients do want us to take care of everything, make sure their phone is ringing, and as long as they answer the phone, they're happy. We would make changes to your website as well at no additional cost. It's simple, straightforward pricing on a month-to-month basis, so you're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, or a percentage of your profits. There's no taxes, fees, surcharges, or anything like that. Now, you do qualify for reduced pricing, and of course, Google, Bing, Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone. You've got, the Facebook and everything part of this as well. Now, hopefully I can get the website included. Now, you're keeping it pretty local here, and as a young company, I do want to make it affordable for you. I would actually take 50% off the normal cost of this service and bring what would have otherwise been $399 a month down to $199. So it would bill once a month for $199, and it really is designed for one client to offset the cost of the service. And, of course, you are able to do other things like pressure washing and things like that. It doesn't even have to be a recurring client. client, but one good client, one good job would offset that cost. And unlike Angie's, where you're paying for a lead and chasing down that same lead and finding yourself in something of a bidding war with the few of your competitors that have also gotten that exact same lead, with this, you just get calls directly to you. Now, obviously, you use Google yourself, Chandler, so you know that you'll never be the only company that pops up when people look for your services. But when you get phone calls, it will be from someone who had the opportunity to look at the website first, make a conscious, informed, educated choice to dial your number. By the time they start calling you, I think it's because they want to work with you. It's a very high conversion rate with the calls that you get. Again, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, 15 jobs a month, 50 jobs a month, residential or those lighter commercial jobs under $500, I mean, it is just only going to be that flat rate. Now, I'm sure you've got questions for me, but at least on the surface, especially being that it is month to month with the calls coming directly to you, and if I could include that website for you, I'm sure that's something you would want to do on a month-to-month basis, right?
That sounds really good. I do have a couple questions for you.
Sure, of course.
Okay, so, yeah, the website edition sounds really like a cool perk. My question about the website edition is, do I only get to keep the website as long as I'm in business with you guys?
So that's a great question. Now, obviously, any website needs to be hosted somewhere for people to even see it. If you did decide for whatever reason to stop using our services, and it is month to month, so you can stop at any time, no questions asked, no fees involved. If you end up getting more work than you can handle, you can also pause it. If you need to go on vacation, you can pause it as well. But if you do decide to stop using our services, you can either have us just continue to host your website. We would be able to make minor changes to your website as well, just for a minor hosting fee. If you wanted to, you know, we could transfer the domain over to you as well. If you wanted to not have us host the service or host the website or provide any other services, we could transfer the domain over to you. So you don't lose everything. Of course, without us updating and optimizing your listing, you may fall off the first page, but it doesn't happen overnight, and you would always have an increased online presence above and beyond what you have right now. And, of course, that's the name of the game.
So what would the hosting fee cost, and then would it cost money to transfer the – I'm not saying I'm planning on not –
No, they're good questions to know down the line. So the hosting fee is $29 a month, and that does include updates to your website. So it's not just simply hosting. We don't just abandon you and host your website. If you still want us to make changes, we would do that for you. And, of course, you'd still have access to the website editor tool to make changes to your website as well. It does cost $99 as a one-time fee to transfer the domain to you.
Okay.
Now, you are going to get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, like I said. There's a lot more that you can do with it besides just tracking the account. We do call it your client dashboard. You can print out invoices for tax purposes. Of course, advertising is a tax write-off for the cost of doing business. A lot of business owners are increasing their advertising, even if it's just to take that tax write-off, although this is designed to get that website and your business in front of more people, get you more jobs. You can manage your online reputation, and by that, I mean you'll have reviews on multiple platforms. Again, we'll be creating all the content that Google wants to see, whether it is a destination or directory like Yelp or Facebook that people are aware of, or any of the other directories that Google finds important and trustworthy that most people don't even know about. That content, like the website, will talk about your company, your services, your service area, and if someone writes a review on those directories, it repopulates right on your tracking system. So from one place, you can request reviews, respond to reviews, kind of manage your online reputation.
Okay, cool. Pardon me. So that cost would be what you had mentioned, which is just that monthly fee. That's what you're talking about, right?
Correct. Yeah, that's the monthly cost. Of course, we create the content, keep it updated. There are no other taxes or fees. And again, like I said, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a flat rate. It's actually a reduced rate for our pro package. It is 50% off the cost of that package. It is for younger companies. It is not, though, like an introductory rate. So it's not going to balloon up on you later on. In fact, it's a fixed rate. It will never go up. shop, no matter how long you keep the service. It's really just designed to be kind of like an assistance program, just to make it more affordable for younger companies. Because, I mean, to be honest with you, your success would be our success, and keeping clients on board for the long term is how we've been able to keep our doors open since 2004. In fact, December 17th will be our 20th anniversary. I've been with the company myself for over 11 and a half years, so you would definitely be in good hands with us. I would say that in that 11 and a half years, we have raised our prices twice, but even if it happens down the line, if we do raise our price, your price does not get raised. It does not go up at all. It stays kind of grandfathered in at that $199. So it's simple, straightforward pricing. We're not like the cable company or your phone provider. We're not trying to invent ways to charge you a nickel and dime you. It's my job as a pricing director to make it affordable. And, of course, that simple, straightforward pricing means there's no surprises. It would bill once a month on the exact same day for exactly $199.
Okay. And let's see, what was my other question? Okay, so one of the things I was going to say is, so yeah, I was doing a planning on doing some marketing starting in December. So if we were to do this, it would just be a month from today is when my monthly cycle would be?
So that's what we would normally do here. I mean, if you're looking to keep it simple and straightforward, I mean, today's already the 27th, and it would normally bill on today's date, which it will, and then on December 27th. But if you want to make it easier, I would push out your next bill to January 1st, so there wouldn't even be an actual bill in December. It would bill today for the $199, and then on January 1st, and of course, on the first of the month moving forward at that $199. I mean, it's just a couple of extra days. I could actually do that for you just as a professional courtesy to make it easier for you, if that's kind of what you're asking.
Okay, and then let me just ask you a few more questions. So,
sure.
Can you give me, you don't have an estimate of about how many leads I would be getting with your services?
Let me try, and this is for sure going to be pretty conservative for a number of reasons. I mean, Terrace is 10 to 15 miles. I mean, I can do 15 miles. That would probably get us a little bit closer to the number that you would expect. If you're able to go that far out and wanting to go that far out. And of course, I'm doing that search kind of radiating outward in all directions from 95521. And you might go a little bit farther in one direction, you know, to get to McKinleyville or something like that, right? Maybe you're keeping it closer to home this way or that way. So this isn't going to be very precise, but I'm trying to get you the best, estimate as I can. But, and we don't necessarily list you this way. We don't draw a circle around you. Like I said, we do target specific cities, zip codes, neighborhoods, etc. But for this particular search, it is going to be a 15-mile radius of the center of 95521. But it only populates, I mean, I know that you're doing lawn maintenance, lawn mowing, that's kind of your bread and butter services, so that's the category that I'm searching for. So it's not even including the pressure washing or gutter cleaning or services that you can be found for, services that we will list on your website and all of the different directories that we create, and you will generate calls for those other services, but this particular search is only generating for lawn maintenance, and it's only populating 7-8. The 8 most popular search phrases. So let's say someone types in best residential lawn mowing service near me or something like that. That is something that people can type in, and you will still be able to be found on that first page for that particular person and their search and get a phone call. It's just that this particular search doesn't include that. So like I said, again, it's a little bit on a conservative side, which is why I did 15 miles just to give us kind of a closer estimate of what you could expect. But then again, it does not include the other services that you provide. But even in the last 30 days for those 8 most popular search phrases, there was 1,114 searches. Now, that's not 1,100 people doing a search one time. Usually people search a couple of different times. They might search a couple of different ways, and I'm definitely not telling you you're going to get 1,100 phone calls. But Google has been telling us from the very beginning, and again, we are a Google partner, so it's always been the same. They've never told us different, that the businesses on the first page for their services see between 1% and 2% of the total number of searches for their services to translate into direct phone calls. So roughly 1,100 searches, 1% would be 11 phone calls, 2% would be 22 phone calls. But then again, like I said, you know, we include all the other services that you provide and things like that. So if you're getting maybe 15 to 25, 30 phone calls a month from someone who, first of all, saw your website before they decided to call you, I mean, like I said, it really is designed for one client to offset the cost of our service. But with that amount of phone calls coming directly to you, and of course, including all the other services that you can be found for and all of the other things that people can type in for these particular services, I mean, I'm pretty sure you'd be successful. It's not like you're a hair salon or a doggy walker. You don't need 15 jobs just to break even, right?
Definitely. Yeah, okay.
Hold on 1 second. I just heard the chime back, and I hope it is for my supervisor. Oh, it is. Let me pull it up. It says, Paul, for this very young company, especially one that appears to be trying Angie's, I would be more than willing to approve your request to include the website at no additional cost. It says, I'm looking forward to helping this company grow and thrive in a digital age where just about everyone goes online looking for the services that they need. So again, the website would be included. That's normally part of, you know, the packages where, you know, you've got, you know, five crews, you're going 50 miles out, then, you know, you're charged, you know, $3.99 a month, and then the website's included, but even at a reduced rate for that package. But I'm going to be able to include that website for you. And again, that means we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and update it for you. You do have a Facebook page, right? You mentioned that earlier.
Oh, my God. I'm about to make one of those, too.
Okay, perfect. I was just wondering, because Tara had mentioned, you know, that you are trying to really cast a wider net, maybe even increase your service area to bring in more clients, but you're definitely trying to market your business and really grow your company, which is fantastic. This would be perfect timing for you. Did you have any questions for me at this point?
I do. Yeah, I have a few. So, so this is the big one. So I had mentioned to you,
Tara.
Her name's Tara?
Tara, yeah.
Yeah, I mentioned to Tara that, so I don't have a landscaping C-27 contractor.
Right. Oh, you mentioned that to me as well. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have general liability insurance, though. And
okay.
In California, you are allowed to do yard maintenance. And, mm-hmm. So basically the stuff I'm not doing at the moment is, like, the heavy construction-esque type stuff, right?
Got it.
I can still do, like, I can put in plants, I can still do hedges, I can do yard maintenance,
okay.
All that stuff, you know, like, the general, like, stuff you would think of when you think of landscaping, I can do that, and the jobs just have to be under $500, which I mentioned to her that in the last 6 years, I think I've only ever done two jobs that were more than that.
Right.
So,
okay.
Pretty much all jobs are within that, like, limit. Generally, they're less than that.
Okay.
Like, generally, they're less than $300 per job.
Perfect,
and,
yeah.
So it works. So that will work. But what I'm asking you is, so, like I said, I just started this business, and mm-hmm. I'm still familiarizing myself with, like, what I can and can't do on a marketing perspective. This is what
okay.
I'm trying to say. So I'm asking you about this because I'm familiar with, like, what I'm allowed to do on a
sure.
work perspective.
Right.
I'm not so familiar about what I'm legally allowed to market. Because, mm-hmm. And the reason I say that is I can do lawn and, like, I can do lawn and garden services, right?
Okay.
Lawn maintenance. I'm wondering if you know about this because I thought that maybe
sure.
I saw something that without a C-27 landscaping contractor license that you're not actually supposed to advertise, like, straight up the word landscaping. I don't know if that makes sense, but.
No, it does make sense. And our client interview technician will be able to get down to the specifics of that. It does depend on the area. Of course, it depends on the industry. We will do the keyword research, both with what's allowed and what we think people will be typing in when they're looking for your services. And that's kind of the next step. We do call it a client interview, and it's exactly like it sounds. One of our technicians will give you a call to kind of talk to you about the services you want to provide, where you want to provide those services, anything like a mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, you know, what's unique about your business. If you want us to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing, we do take care of all of that in that follow-up call. We will, of course, make sure that we're only promoting you for keywords and search phrases that you are allowed to list. And then, of course, we do build that into the website and all the content that we'll create.
Okay. Cool. Thank you.
So if you are available today, the client interview takes about 30 minutes. You don't have to be in front of a computer, kind of just those basic questions and a couple of others. And I'll pull up that calendar in just a second. Now, the other thing that the other thing that I'm required to do here, because we are a Google partner, is to actually read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that in this case we are actually including the website at no additional cost, and of course reducing that cost of the service itself down to that flat rate of $199. The voice verification is recorded, but you could certainly stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It's actually pretty straightforward, though. I am required to read it before I would even be able to ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yeah, but I do want to talk to you first before we get to that segment of it.
Yeah, I was just kind of giving you a heads up of what would be next.
Definitely. So this sounds really great. I do think it sounds like a good deal for the most part. And so basically, I had mentioned to you that I did already sign up with Angie's List, which mm-hmm. did take a large portion of my advertising funding.
Right.
So I would be definitely willing to sign up with you guys if we could do it for $100 a month. I would sign up with you right now.
Yeah, I really wish that I would be able to do that, but I mean, this is already a reduced rate with the website included. I mean, to be quite honest with you, even at $199, it doesn't cover our costs for probably 3 or 4 months. We'd have to earn your business that long just for it to make sense for us financially. But obviously, you know, keeping our clients on board for the long term and providing a quality service at a fair price, that's how we've been able to keep our doors open. So we are more than willing to do that. As a pricing director, though, I would not be able to drop that price. In fact, that goes back about 10 years to when we very first started. If you had signed up with us, like I mentioned, the price went up a couple of times. If you had started with us 10 years ago, I would have been able to offer this exact same package at $99 a month. About 7 years ago, it went up to $149, and then 3 years ago, it went up to $199. So I wouldn't even be able to go lower than that. There's not even a price in our system that's lower than that. But like I said, it is designed to get your phone ringing and you know.
I understand that completely. And so then what I'll say to you then is I understand this is like a promotional opportunity. You guys are going to be away from your work for a bit, and so you're wanting to do this. So what I will say is I definitely am interested in your guys' service,
mm-hmm.
but just being honest, if it's going to be $199 a month, I won't be able to sign up with that today. I'm going to have to reach
just
out
the $199 is not available today?
I mean, like I said, I'm running this business by myself, so I have to be mindful of spending related to what we're bringing in.
No, that makes sense. It does.
I want it to be, I can't. So here's the thing. I do really want to sign up with you guys, and it's a great offer that you're providing. But also, I do have my plan scheduled out for the next couple months, and that was that I was going to start marketing specifically about halfway into December, and I won't even really be taking, filling my schedule up in December. So realistically, I'm not going to be filling up my schedule for January, so it wouldn't make sense for me at this moment to pay $200 on top of the marketing that I already paid for a month that I'm not going to be, like, you don't understand what I'm
saying. Well, I do understand, and I mean, you know, to be completely honest with you, it's not like we're able to flip a switch and inundate you with phone calls overnight, even though you are already PIN verified, which is great. It does expedite the process. We do still have to build out a website and create all the content for Google to index, and it does take a couple of weeks, honestly. And, you know, I already said that I would push the billing out to the first just to make it more convenient for you. What I can do, I haven't done it yet this quarter. It is the last quarter and almost the last month of the last quarter, but I'm allowed once per quarter, so four times per year, I'm allowed to do under certain circumstances what's called a six-week first month, and it's exactly like it sounds. You would get 6 weeks in your first month until your next payment was due. So instead of billing on December 27th, I know I said I would already push it out to January 1st, but with a six-week first month, it wouldn't actually bill until January 11th. You know, it would bill today. It is a position that we're actively filling. I think you would do quite well with this service, but your next payment, and I would read it into the voice verification for your protection, it would bill today for $199. I'll even waive the initial setup fee to make it more affordable for you. It stays grandfathered in at $199 as long as you keep the service. The website is included. The building, hosting, maintenance of the website's included as well. And your next payment wouldn't even be scheduled until January 11th. Would that be fair enough?
That's a great offer as well. So if I were to do this, and let's say I just wasn't satisfied with the leads that I was getting within this month, I can cancel before that billing cycle.
And not even pay a dime over. Okay, of course, yeah. It wouldn't even be scheduled until January 11th. That gives us 6 weeks to get things up and running for you, get your phone ringing and earn your business before that next payment is even scheduled.
Okay, so just to clarify, so I would be making a payment right now, and then you would start the process, and I would be listed for in December, or how long would that be till I actually
absolutely online? Exactly, and that's the whole point, the whole goal, to get your website that we'll build for you attached to your Google listing. Will mirror the content on Bing, so for people on Bing, they'll be able to find you there as well. Siri on a smartphone, you know. The website's going to be attached, giving people the reasons to pick up the phone and call you. You can start scheduling things. You know, if it's like a one-time job that you are able to get done between now and December, whatever it is designed to get your phone ringing now. And then, of course, like I said, it would be a one-time payment today of $199 and then recurring billing on the 11th of the month starting in January at $199. So you'd have a six-week first month. Nothing even scheduled until January 11th. And, of course, like I said, it's month to month. You can stop at any time. No questions asked, no fees involved. You can pause it whether you need to take a vacation or have more work than you can handle. You could pause it seasonally if you needed to. I mean, if you wanted to take a step back and kind of evaluate things, if Angie's is something that you were still wanting to do and it was kind of eating up your budget, you can pause our service, you know, if you wanted to kind of free up the funds to pay for the Angie's. But a lot of my clients actually find it works the other way. We get their phone ringing, they're listed for their services, people call them directly, and they prefer that over paying for leads.
If your guys' service did work well, I would prefer to actually do service with your business model, to be 100% honest. I mean,
yeah, of course.
One of the main reasons that I did go with Angie's List was because I'm new to this, so
sure.
I was trying to find service similar to what you guys are doing, except the person that I was going to go for was just outrageously priced.
Oh boy.
Like, not even in the ballpark of what you guys are doing. So,
right.
So I do really appreciate what you're doing.
And, yeah, I mean, you know,
I will sign up right now and I will watch this month, and
yeah.
I'll see how it goes. And then if it's not for me, then yeah. But I'll,
you know, I've heard some of my colleagues, some of the other pricing directors, say something like, okay, how does it go? It's Danny says it sometimes. It's you know, give us that first month, give us 1% of your faith and trust, and then that first month will earn the rest. I mean, I don't say it because it sounds kind of salesy. It sounds kind of corny, to be honest with you. But in this case, it's not even the first month. It's this the first month and a half, right? You're getting a free month, half a month that tacked on at the end of it. So it is a 6-week first month, right? But yeah, I mean, that's all we're really looking for. But I mean, you know, it is something that I regularly say is that, you know, we do earn your business. We keep your phone ringing. We keep you a satisfied client, and it is month to month for a good reason. Now, Tara has your first name is Chandler. That's Chandler. And your last name, she said, is Maskow. Is that, she has it as Mascow. Is that accurate?
Yeah, it's Maskow.
It's pronounced differently, but spelled that same way?
Yeah, it's Maskill.
Oh, okay. So she was doing the best that she could phonetically.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry. I don't mind at all. I'll just let you know.
Oh, I just want to make sure I have it correct in our system. You said Maskill, right? Maskill.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Okay. Got it. Let me update in our system. And then, the other thing I wanted to ask you, I know that there is an address attached to that Angie profile, but your business is service-based, right? Meaning that you only go out to the customer. No one ever comes to you. There's not like a physical address, brick-and-mortar showroom or location that you want your customers to know about online, right?
Yeah, I actually wish it wasn't attached to that Angie profile because that's my home office.
That is your home. I was going to ask. I mean, you know,
I really
I don't
want it to be advertised.
I wouldn't think so. And, you know, Google knows that most service-based businesses where you're providing a service and going out to the customer, they don't expect you to maintain a storefront. They know that most services are kind of run out of the home, run out of the truck. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. And I do see that your Google listing is set up correctly without a physical street address on there. But the 106 or 14th Street Apartment B, that is your residence, right?
Yeah, that's correct. It's my residence in my home.
So we will make sure that address is not listed anywhere online. Of course, we do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we will be the ones to create that website for you, and we'll make sure that street address does not appear anywhere online. If anything, it would just be the city, Arcata, and California, not even the 95521 zip code, and certainly not your physical street address. Now, like I mentioned, most of the time you just get calls directly to you. Everything has the click-to-call feature. I think I did mention that when someone fills out the contact form on the website that we'll build for you, you get a text message as well as an email, so you always know right away when someone's trying to contact you. And of course, whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, you're not paying extra for those leads. It's still that fixed flat rate. As far as the email address goes, if it's a business email, we will list it physically on the website. People would be able to see it. If it's a personal email, just like your home address, we wouldn't want anyone to see it. It would be hidden. It wouldn't even appear on the website, but it would still be attached to that contact form. Mr. Maskill, what is a good email address for you or for the business?
Well, for the business that people could use, you could use GaiaGardenDesign707@gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. So close enough to the business name that we will list it physically on your website. You said GaiaGardenDesign707, and that was at Gmail, right?
Yeah, that's correct. And that's just the Humble area code, which is the area description.
Of course.
I'm sorry about this too, but just so you know, I have a really important meeting I need to be in right at 9.
Okay. Oh, let me get you off the phone right away then. We're going to schedule your client interview. I wish I had a little bit more of a heads up with that, but I definitely can get you off the phone real quick. No, that's okay. That's okay.
I just wasn't sure what process we needed to do.
Oh, absolutely. No. So like I said, the follow-up call is where we take care of all of that, and it doesn't seem like 9 o'clock would be a good time for that, but we will schedule that call. I will get you off the phone real quickly here. Like I said, I do need to do that voice verification real quick, though. It takes about 3 or 4 minutes. I'll get through it as quick as I can without being rude. I do have it pulled up now. I know if you have any questions, great. I just don't know if we have time for it, but we can certainly answer.
Yeah.
So let me get through it. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?
Gaia Garden Design.
Okay, that's how I have that. And please state your name and your official title within the business.
Chandler Maskill, owner.
Okay, and as the owner of Gaia Garden Design, Chandler, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Okay, and for the billing information that you will be using for our services, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay, and how did you want to take care of that $199 MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? What works best for you?
Visa.
A Visa. Is it first name and last name? Any middle initial on that card?
Let me check. It's first name, last name.
Okay. It should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. If you are ready, I am ready now. You can read it 4 digits at a time.
4108.
Mm-hmm.
8100.
Okay.
6087.
Mm-hmm.
6609.
And the expiration month and year?
0226.
02 of 2026. And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
879.
879. So I've got 879, 879 on the back. I've got February or 02 of 2026 for the expiration date. Chandler, was the card itself 4108-8100-6087-6609?
Yes.
And that bill's at the home address, the 1060 14th Street, Apartment B?
Yes.
Okay. And you are, of course, an authorized user on that card. And then it's just to get results as fast as possible. It's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. It's our job to make sure people are calling you. We do request that you answer the phone, that you are receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less. The phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Definitely.
Okay, and because it is our job to make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. We are not saying you cannot hire someone else. We are just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think will also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is always accurate. Mr. Maskill, that's fair enough, right?
I would like to clarify something with that.
Sure.
So you're meaning if I'm going to have another entity marketing my business for me, but does that include if I were to hire a social media manager or something like that?
Well, you can do that. It's just a good idea to let us know. We're not saying you can't do it. The real reason, again, comes back to that NAPW audit. We wouldn't want anybody else out there listing your business differently than we have it, which is why I'm verifying the name of your business, the phone number you want us to promote, that we're not promoting an address for you, that we are promoting a website for you, because discrepancies can actually hurt your ranking. So we're just saying if there's
Definitely.
Anybody that is now or will down the line be creating online content for you, we ask that you just let us know so we can verify that the information that they're listing is consistent with the information that we're listing for your business. Okay?
Definitely. Right now, it's Yelp and Angie's List.
Gotcha. I did see both of those when I was looking for your business name, location, and phone number. So I already started that initial audit. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost, with the website included, even with it being that first 6 week, first month, the next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'm waiving altogether, will be charged today's date, November 27th, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $199.00. That $199 is a fixed flat rate that will never go up. It is all inclusive, no taxes, fees, surcharges, or lead fees. The calls do come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all of the additional relevant directories. We will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, conversion-driven website, and that custom website is included at no cost, which again means we will build it, host it, maintain it, update it for you, include it at no additional cost. With it being a six-week first month, this will be, of course, month-to-month, no contract. You can stop at any time, no questions asked or fees involved, or pause it. Recurring billing will start on the 11th of January at $199 and continue on a month-to-month basis, billing on the 11th for exactly $199. Again, that rate will never go up. You can stop at any time or pause it by simply contacting our client support team. All that we would request to prevent the charge for the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Maskill, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, you will receive by email a confirmation with your username, your default password. You can change the password, but not the username. Your username is going to be your phone number, area code included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses, just the number. That's easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. You'll use that for your tracking system. I do need to real quick schedule your follow-up call. Doesn't sound like 9 works, but does 10 or 11 work for you today, or did you want something later this afternoon?
It would actually have to be closer to
2 or 3?
It could be between 12 and 1. Or no, I'm sorry, that won't work either. I have a meeting. It would have to be at 3:30.
Okay, so we can do 3 o'clock, and I'll tell my technician it's a one-hour window, but I'll tell him to push it towards 3 o'clock. Okay, or 3:30.
Okay, well, because I'm going to be inside of a meeting between 1:30 to 3:30.
Okay.
So my phone will be off, so it would have
okay.
to be after it would have to be 3:30.
I'll tell them 3:30 then. Real quick, a security question on your account for your protection. It would be the city you were born in or your first pet's name. This is for anyone who calls us. Even if it's you, we might sometimes ask you to verify that. If you get phone calls from anyone claiming either to be Google or Local Splash, especially if they're asking you for money, well, if they're asking you for money, it would not even be us. They wouldn't even know for sure at all. But if anybody calls you, they should know the security question and answer. It's for your protection. City you were born in or your first pet's name, which of those would you want for your security question?
Arcata, California.
Arcata, okay, and that's the city you were born in, not your first pet, obviously. You're gonna get a reminder email at 2 o'clock that the call is scheduled at 3:30, and then you'll get a calendar invite in a minute or so here. That's just for your record. You don't have to respond to it. I know you don't have any more time for this phone call, but I do want to say thank you very much for giving us the opportunity to get that going for you. I do want to say welcome aboard. We're actually pretty excited to get this going for you. Get your phone ringing and kind of earn your business 1 month at a time.
Thank you. I'm excited too. I really appreciate your time.
No problem. I appreciate yours as well. You take care, and we'll be calling you around 3:30.
All right. Thanks, sir. Have a great day.
You too, Chandler. Take care, Mr. Maskill. Okay. Bye-bye.